The Hobbit MTG after release, how to turn your first packs into a real deck in 2026. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Sort your cards by color, mana value and roll. Choose one format and one win condition sentence. Build the smallest legal coherent version, protect it, play 10 logged games, then replace the cards that repeatedly fail the plan. The release notes answer mechanics. Your game log answers purchases. Sort your cards by color, mana value, and roll. Choose one format and one win condition sentence. Build the smallest legal coherent version, protect it, play 10 logged games, then replace the cards that repeatedly fail the plan. The release notes answer mechanics. Your game log answers purchases. First, choose the game you are actually building. Limited uses the cards you open in the event. 60 card constructed wants consistency and a legal format. Commander wants a 100 card singleton deck led by a commander. Do not shuffle every attractive card into one pile and call the result a beginning. Pick the rule set first. It decides deck size, duplicates, legality, and which products help. Bundle, draft night, or display. The bundle is the best personal lab. 9 play boosters, lands, a promo, reference material, spindown, and storage. Draft night is a social purchase shaped around 4 players. A display is inventory for repeated limited play or a large opening, not a guarantee of the cards your deck needs. The release product and the final deck can be different purchases. This is normal and financially healthy. Sort by job, not only color create piles for lands, early plays, threats, removal or interaction, card advantage, fixing, build-arounds, and sideboard candidates. Read the official release notes for mechanics and card-specific interactions before guessing from flavor text. Then write, "This deck wins by using while protecting the plan with." Cards that do not serve that sentence need a better reason to remain. Read the set like a mechanic, then make the mana honest lore can point you toward a theme, but the release notes explain how the cards actually behave. Search the official notes for every mechanic in your pool, then flag cards whose rules text creates a question. Resolve those questions before deciding that a theme is weak or that a card is broken. Separate "I love this character" from "this card advances the deck's plan." Both are legitimate reasons to own a card. Only the second automatically earns a deck slot. Yumi keeps a story folio beside the working deck, so beloved cards do not have to perform a job they were never chosen to do. Then count colored requirements, not just card colors. Early double colored costs demand more reliable sources than a late splash. Track missed land drops and unusable opening hands. If the deck repeatedly cannot cast its spells, another dramatic rare is not the upgrade. For a first 60 card casual list, begin near the conventional 24 land neighborhood and adjust through testing. Commander commonly begins around the mid to high 30s, but curve, rocks, land search, and commander cost matter. These are starting hypotheses, not commandments. Check the exact card's current format legality in Gatherer or Scryfall before entering sanctioned play. Use 10 games as your shopping list. Record mulligans, missed land drops, turns with no useful play, cards stranded in hand, removal you wished you had, and the turn the deck normally became relevant. Change a few cards at a time. A wholesale rewrite hides the diagnosis. After 10 games, buy singles that solve repeated failures. Buy more boosters when the opening or limited experience itself is what you want. The curve and interaction table test deals 7 card opening hands without choosing the pleasant ones. For each, record lands, castable plays by turn, the first meaningful interaction, and whether the hand advances the win plan sentence. Mulligan according to the format and repeat. 10 sample hands expose structural problems before a full evening does. Then play against a real person and ask 2 questions afterward. When did your board become threatening, and when did the opponent feel unopposed? A deck can execute its favorite scene beautifully while allowing every opposing scene to happen first. Yumi watches the quiet turns. Robert watches the expensive cards stranded in hand. Together, those observations usually identify whether the next purchase should be fixing, early action, interaction, or nothing at all. Host, the product designed for the room draft night, is the cleanest choice when four players want the event contained in one purchase. Read the official pre-release guide, prepare lands, sleeves, and table space, and explain deck construction before packs open. Keep the pace hospitable. New drafters need a visible pick rhythm, permission to ask what a mechanic means, and enough build time to discover that 40-card decks are small on purpose. When the display makes sense, a play booster display earns its footprint for a draft group, repeated sealed play, a shared league, or a collector who explicitly wants the opening volume. It is a weak answer to, "I need four specific cards." Set a pack job before checkout. How many seats, how many events, how leftovers will be stored, and whether duplicate cards have a collection or trade destination. Protect the deck that survives, sleeve the current deck uniformly, keep matching spares, and store it with tokens and a short version note. If a card repeatedly leaves and returns during testing, write the date and reason. That tiny record prevents the same failed idea from becoming a monthly tradition. Make version 1 easy to recover, photograph the deck laid out by mana value, export or write the list, and put removed cards in a labeled change sleeve. Record only 3 things for each revision: what changed, which repeated problem it addresses, and the date. This is enough history to undo a clever mistake. Use a clean playmat and a single deck box for the active build. Tokens, dice, and reminder cards should have a fixed pocket so setup does not become archaeology. If the deck travels, carry matching spare sleeves and keep valuable showcase variants out of the working list until the shell is stable. A version log also makes advice better. The deck feels slow, invites 20 opinions. I missed a turn 2 play in 6 of 10 games gives a useful diagnosis. That is the calm route from fan to regular player. Open because the world delights you, build because a format gives the cards structure, test because a deck deserves evidence, buy again because the evidence named a need. If Final Fantasy is your preferred doorway, use the Final Fantasy Starter Kit Guide. The same patient bridge applies. Final verdict: buy the bundle for a personal sampler, draft night for a 4-person event, and a play booster display only when drafting or opening volume is already the plan. None is a finished constructed deck. After the first games, singles, not another blind box, are the reliable bridge to a coherent list. Frequently asked questions: is the Hobbit bundle a complete Magic deck? Number: it is a sampler with 9 play boosters, lands, a promo, reference material, spin down, and storage. Build limited or add singles for a coherent constructed deck. What is the Hobbit draft night for? It is shaped as a self-contained 4-player limited evening. Prepare lands, sleeves, rules support, and enough build time. Should a beginner buy a play booster display? Only when drafting, sealed leagues, or opening volume is the objective. Singles are better for completing a known deck list. How do I turn random Hobbit cards into a deck? Choose a format, write a win plan sentence, sort by role, build a legal minimum, test 10 games, and buy exact fixes. How many lands should my first deck use? Use format conventions as a starting hypothesis, then adjust for curve, colored requirements, fixing, and recorded games. Are the Hobbit cards tournament legal? Legality depends on the format and current card record. Check Gatherer, Scryfall, and current tournament documents for the exact card. Should I buy boosters or singles after release? Boosters for limited and opening, singles for consistency and exact upgrades. What should I protect first? Sleeve the playable deck uniformly and keep matching spares. Archive valuable or sentimental variants separately.